Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Did you ever have a paper route when you were a kid?
You had an admission in college. Me and a bunch of friends, we ran a wire from the telephone line all the way to our dorm room, and we stole cable. So had to have ESPN. It was 1982.
Yeah, it was an easier time when you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very.
How was your experience in Dallas? You, at the last minute, decided to go to the Miami-Ohio State game, right?
Well, what happened was I woke up the morning of the Texas A&M game, and I looked at my wife, and I said, you know what? I think we're going to beat A&M. And we were at the loss in 2003, and it was – is the worst loss I've ever been at, to have the game stolen away from you. And I said to her,
we're celebrating a win.
I'm not sure we're celebrating a win, but in case we win, if I'm not there, I said, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life. So we booked a flight. We did put it on 24-hour standby, and we went. And I have to say this, it was everything and more. It was even way more emotional than even the 2001 national championship game that we won at the Rose Bowl, because we were up 31-0. And to see the Ohio State fans have to file out, it was a beautiful thing. My wife and I are both very emotional and stayed for probably about 30 minutes after we won the game just to watch the ceremony.
And Lee, being a professional gambler and, you know, betting against or with the lines and all that stuff, Do you go back and watch the game again? Because I go to Dolphin games. I don't know what's going on a schematic level when I go to the game. I like the energy of it, but I go back and watch it to see what really happened.
Yeah, I do. And a couple takeaways. I thought, I don't know if people realize it, Miami had 30 or 35,000 fans at the game. So I was on the Ohio State side. The entire side, other side, was Miami fans. I mean, it was 95%, and even had some in the end zones and on the side I was on. So I was shocked at the incredible turnout. I think people wanted to be there if, like I said, there was a chance that they could beat Ohio State. And I thought the officials let the game, let the players play. Now, I will say this going into this game, this might be the biggest thing based on this upcoming game. If they let them play like did in the last game, I think it'll hurt Miami, because there was at least 5 or 6 holding calls that they could have called on Ohio State offensive linemen. And if they let Ole Miss, the offensive line, get away with that. Now, there were some calls. Miami could have been called a couple times for pass interference, trying to guard Smith. I mean, he's unguardable on the sidelines. And obviously the Miami long bomb, they probably should have called interference that way. But I think it'll favor Ole Miss that way. So I was shocked at the turnout from Miami. I don't think you could see it on TV, and I heard from a lot of people, they didn't realize. They just thought there was a couple sections of Miami fans, but the Miami fans really showed out. And I also thought that I thought that they dominated even more. If you watch the TV, you don't realize. I was able to watch, you know, the coverages. They were not giving us – if some people were complaining we should have tried to go deep, they were not giving us the long ball all night long.
Well, let me get to the picks before we run out of time. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. Canes are 3.5-point favorites over Ole Miss tomorrow night.
Okay. And I'm not saying this just because I picked Miami last week and I predicted they'd win the game straight up, plus the 280 or plus 300. I think Miami's the right side again. Like I said, unless – we see some strange things happen. They'll be as healthy as they've ever been. I think that Mississippi, though, of the four units, their defense is the weakest. If you want to look at some guys they're going to target, number 6, the linebacker, T.J. Dottery. He plays almost every play. He calls the signals, but I think he's real weak in run defense. They're going to try to run at him, and the two defensive backs they're going to target are going to be a guy named Kepena Gushikin and Jalen Braxton. Those two guys, they tend to – Gushkin can get beat. I think he allowed 5 completions and 5 targets in the game. And Braxton tends to hold some also gets a little handsy. I think Miami's going to run a lot of flanker screens to Tony, which really they were tough to get going with Ohio State, but I think they'll be successful with those. And I think our offensive line is going to dominate. They're going to score more. This is going to be more of a high-scoring game here. But Miami's defensive line, the numbers, 12 sacks, 50 pressures, 16 tackles for loss in two playoff games are unprecedented, and I think we're on a mission. I don't know if we're going to win at all, but I think we're at least going to get there. I like Miami here in a high-scoring game relatively. I like them 30-20, 30-23.
I hope you're right. How about the game the next night? Indiana, 3.5-point favorite over Oregon.
Indiana scares me. I don't know if anyone's ever brought this up, but Fernando Mendoza reminds me of Bernie Kosar. Kind of a little, you know, different, you know, doesn't look fluid, tall, lanky. I mean, Mendoza's more of a threat running straight ahead, but not side to side, just like Bernie was. But he just sees the field and makes good decisions. But I think the difference is, just like Ole Miss playing Georgia, I think when you get to play a team for a second time, I think it favors the team that lost the first game. So as long as Lanning doesn't go for it like he did in the first game of the playoffs here, second game, actually, he played James Madison first. As long as he doesn't go for it eight times like he did last week against Texas Tech, he was successful on four of them. I think Oregon, it's not a strong play, but if I had to take a side, I take Oregon plus 3.5 in their game against Indiana. I just don't think that Indiana can operate, and just they were just unstoppable against Alabama. It's tough to do that two games in a row. Kind of the same way with Shambliss. Shambliss threw for Ole Miss 367 yards. That was his best game of the year. It's tough to duplicate that two games in a row.
So you're thinking we're going to see Miami in the national championship game at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, everyone who doesn't have tickets is going to have to shell out a lot of money. I was checking on the ticket resellers. Yeah, cheapest ticket today, $3,000. And that's for the top row.
Wow. And that's before you know Miami's going to be there.
Yeah, so, well, they're taking a chance. If let's say it's Indiana and Ole Miss, the tickets, you're going to – if you buy tickets now, you're going to have to resell them, and you might lose a couple grand.
Yeah, you'll take a bath. These are getting snapped up by Miami fans, and this is the time to do it. If you believe in the team, like if you want to talk about gambling, that's the gamble. Like, buy your tickets now because it's only.
Were you emotional, Mark, after the game, after Miami beat Ohio State, or towards the end when they scored the touchdown to go up by 10 in the game against Ohio State?
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear what you asked.
Were you emotional? Were you emotional?
Oh, yeah, we were exercising. We talked about it with John Michaels, whatever. It was like this, the exercising these demons, You know, that 03, I mean, for any Hurricanes, for anyone down here, it sticks with you because you really, for a second, celebrated a national championship. And then it got pulled out from under you. And then you watched the replay, whatever, and it certainly wasn't like a blatant call. And you felt ripped off for over two decades.
And Miami for the last 23 years has been either in a downward or a level trajectory, not even close to playing for a national title. So we exercised some demons. We got redemption.
And we did. Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, @ParamountSports. Hopefully we are talking to you next week, previewing the Canes in a national championship matchup.
I hope so.
That would be great. All right. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys.